We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning two dots on Mem Beis, like 5-6 lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah that Avchana applies to Achas Besulois, Achas Beulois, Shinas Almana, Shinas Garsha, Beimana Erisin, Beimana Suim. And the question is, Erisin and Besulois are one and the same, and Beulois and Asuois are one and the same. What are we adding on with these extra words, Echad Besulois, Echad Beulois, and Echad Asuois, Echad Arusois? That's Mara's kasha. Heinu besulois, heinu arusois. Heinu beulois, heinu arusois. Beulois and arusois are the same thing, and besulois and arusois are the same thing. Omer Rav Yehuda hachgama. It's a purish hachgama. Achas besulois v'achat beulois. Shinis armanu. What does it mean? Shinis armalu or shinis garish shebeim neis v'nei nesun. It's a purish on besulois and beulois is the purish is mina erisin and mina nesun. That's a purish to that. Zok to Gemara. So we haven't really in our Mishnah, a machloikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama holds you are never allowed to get married, even Erisin. And even if you're from Erisin, you can never get married within 3 months. You can't do even Kedushin. And even if you only were Erisin, you can't do Kedushin or Nesuin. That's what Tanakama says. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If you're someone did Nesuin, then you can do Erisin. If you're someone did Erisin, you can do Nesuin. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda both agree to that. Who do we pass from like? That's going to be the discussion right now. Rabbi Elazar loy olabei medrasha. Ashkel Rabbi Asi amalei ma'amu rabbanu bei medrasha. Rabbi Elazar one time did not make it to the Beis Medrash. He found Rabbi Asi. He asked Rabbi Asi, "What did the rabbanu say last night in the Beis Medrash?" Amalei hachi amar Rabbi Yechanan. They said this b'shem Rabbi Yechanan. They said, "What do they say over halacha k'Rabbi Yosi?" We pass like Rabbi Yosi, which means that we are not there for arusa to do nesuin and for nesuin to do for nesua that the husband died or got divorced to do erisin. So the Gemara says, "We pass the Rabbi Yosi. How do you pass the Rabbi Yosi connected to the Rabbana? Mechlal, the Chida Pligala must be. There's a Chida arguing on this. By the way, Rashi Bavarns, why does it say Rabbi Yosi, not Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi says, because we usually have a cloud of Rabbi Yosi in the Muki Imai. It's better to pass the Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, you said Rabbi Yosi. Akapana, but if it's Rabbana argue, why are we passing Rabbi Yosi? It must be only the Chida argue. Where is it in? Yeah, I'll show you in the Brisa that the man who argues is the Chida. By Taiyunt the Brisa." We have a case here where there was a certain lady who she didn't have good shalom bayis and she's always in her father's house. Or she had a bala, or she was pushed in a fight. They were separated. Or she had a bala chavish b'asurim, or the husband was b'asurim. Or she had a bala zokin, or the husband was older. Or the husband was sick. Or she was sick. Or she had pilach hamisis bala, or she had a miscarriage after her husband died, like 2 weeks later. She had a miscarriage. Or she was akara, or she was akara, or is zikena. She was akara, it means she didn't have a uterus. Or zikena, she was too old. Or katana, she was under bas mitzvah. Or islandess, or she didn't have simoni godless, which that's islandess. Or she ain't a royal lele. The Rashi is a different way. She wasn't royal lele. She was sick, or she took a certain medicine for that. All these type of people, even though everyone we just mentioned has no chash that they were pregnant. If she was in jail, no chash they were pregnant. If she was by her father's house, they were angry, or he was sick, or she was akara, still you wait 3 months, no matter what. It's always exagerated. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda, or some agaris, Rav Yosi, matir la'ores v'nos miyad. The matir la'ores to do erisin and assume miyad, because there's no chash here of a child. So what do you see? Who is the bar plukta Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Meir. So you see it's a chidah pligi. And that's why we paskin like Rabbi Yosi or Rabbi Yehuda, because here it's a chidah, and then we go connect them to paskin like Rabbi Yosi and Mukri Yiman. Omer Abchiyah Ba'aba. Abchiyah Ba'aba says, by the way, we just say paskin Rabbi Yosi, chazam Rabbi Yechon. Yechon was chazam. Omer Rabbi Yosef, if it's true that he was chazam, I know why he was chazam. Masnita the karma hadabay. He was chazam because of the Mishnah that was said in Karen b'Yavna. The time went in a bright. So Amar Shmuel b'Reish Yerechem b'Reika. Shemat v'Yicham b'Karen b'Yavna. Heard from Yicham b'Karen b'Yavna that Kulon Tzrichan Haftar Tzrich Chadashim. All women who are getting remarried have to wait 3 months, no matter what, no matter if it applies to Gzera or not. It's all a Gzera for the case that it does apply, and therefore you always have to wait 3 Chadashim, which is exactly how we paskin also. We paskin have to wait 3 months. We're getting a Siman Yer Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you have to wait 3 months. Like we said, that Beis Shmuel speaks out there, it's not a derais to digadin, even though it sounds like Chalag Gemara, la zarecha acharecha, that it's a derais to digadin, but the mice of Beis Shmuel is not a derais to digadin. Vlosh and Shulchan Aruch is called Isha Shinas Garasha, Isha Shinas Amla, Reis Lois Nosei, Lois Saores, la'achar Jitamtin Tzadik Yoim, until you wait 90 days. We'll see more later on about that on tomorrow's daf. Chutz v'yom shes garish shmeis bayilava. Then you have to wait 3 months. That's what we paskin. So to more vayit. The omle rab yirmele rab zreika. Ki ailus le kamed ravo. I have a cash of you. I know you go to ravo sometimes. When you go to ravo, I have a cash of you, and you should ask ravo for me. Romile, ask him like this. Mi rabbi yechron alach rabbi yisi. V'om rabbi yechron. Rabbi yechron says alach k'stam mishnah. And v'tanan our mishnah is stoma. V'tanan kol anoshim leyinasu b'leis arsu achi lehem shloisha chadosh v'achas pesulos v'achabulos. Our mishnah doesn't say a name to it. It's stam mishnah. It says that you have to wait. So how can you ever have a mina to pass like Rav Yosi? Our mishnah says that a stam mishnah that you can't get married.
Even though
Yosi needs to argue in a mishnah. Oh, more than say that. That's more than that. So he goes to Ravo. We ask him the kasha. Amalei the Roma lacha, the one who asks his kasha loychosh to kimchei. He did not really grind his wheat well, which means he did not think it over so clear this question. Why? Because stam v'achem chlekesi. Our mishnah is a stam v'achem chlekesi. Like he's saying, they argue in the mishnah. V'ein halacha k'stam. There's no halacha like a stam. Dom rapapa. Rapapa v'ter v'yechna give you the kolam. Machlekes v'achem stam. If it's darts with achlekes, and then there's a stam, halacha k'stam. But stam v'achem chlekesi ain't halacha k'stam. And Rashi points out that this din, that achlekes v'achem stam, that we pass like a stam, it's even two different masechtas. He says, he gives an example in Baba Kama, it says, Noisin Semel Tzaba in Baba Kama, and in Baba Tzia, with Soisim, Kol Mashana Yoda Tachtoina. So you see that there's Allah, even two different Masechtas. One more Gemara, just a little tap it on. So I think Rav Mestamach was Rav Avo, Akasa Rav Nachum. Rav Avo was walking on Rav Nachum Shameh, Rav Nachum was a Shamus, and he was walking, holding onto his shoulder. And Rav Nachum took this opportunity to ask him different halachas. Mankit va'ozo hilchas aminei. He was collecting and asking him different halachas. Rashi says, Malachim menu halachas p'sukah. He's like, you're plainly. So he asked him, Bayim aminei, machlekes v'achastamai. What's the halacha if you have a machlekes, then a stam? Amalei halacha k'stam. And then he asked him, what's the halacha of stam v'achem machlekes? Mai? Amalei ain't halacha k'stam. What about if you have a stam demastisim, stam demastisim, or machlekes abraisa? Let's say you have a stam mishnah and it's a machlekes abraisa. What's the halacha? Mai? Then you go back to the stam mishnah. What about machloikis b'mastisim b'stam b'braisa? Mai? Amalei, no, you don't go to stam b'braisa. Amalei v'chi Rebbe lo yishonah. Rebbe didn't make it mesader as a stam mishnah. Rebbe Chiya v'nayla. Rebbe Chiya was mesader b'braisas. How would he know that? And therefore, you won't go back to the stam of the b'braisa when you have a machloikis in the mishnah.